to schools on transgender issues also makes clear that parents should be involved in decisions. Kemi Badenoch is Minister for Women and Equalities.
This is not about forcing schools to tell parents. This is about making sure that parents know what is happening with their children. This is a relatively new phenomenon that we are seeing, and we've brought this guidance out because schools themselves have come to us asking what to do.
Unions have welcomed it, saying they'll review the advice and respond to the government's 12-week consultation. A two-mile crack in the ground is spewing lava after a volcano erupted in Iceland. 4,000 people have been evacuated from the nearby fishing town of Grindavik. Experts say it's unlikely to have a big impact on flights. Dame Esther Ranson's revealed she's considering ending her own life if treatment for her lung cancer doesn't work. Known for starting the charity Childline, the broadcaster says she's joined the Swiss organisation Dignitas, which helps people have an assisted suicide. Tributes are being paid to Labour veteran Alistair Darling at a memorial service in Edinburgh. The politician died from cancer last month, aged 70. He's best remembered as being the Chancellor that guided the UK through the financial crash in 2008. His son Callum recalled one story during that time that made the front page of the newspapers.
And I'll never forget how, at the very peak of the financial crisis, he broke out of Downing Street to take me to see Leonard Cohen at the O2. And although it found its way onto the front of the next day's Times, Leonard Cohen cheers up the Chancellor, it was a welcome break at a difficult time.
Lizzo wants a harassment and discrimination lawsuit made by her former wardrobe stylist to be thrown out. It's after three of the singer's backing dancers sued her for sexual harassment and weight shaming. And we could be in for a white Christmas this year. Forecasters say cold conditions in northern parts of the UK will lead to snowfall and frost on Monday. That's the latest. I'm Chris Minigan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for you today. It's pretty miserable out there, 13 degrees, and it's going to be raining for most of the day up until about 4 o'clock, and then it will be dry right the way through the evening into the early hours. And Wednesday is looking like another dull day, light clouds and a moderate breeze, but it should remain dry. Looking at Christmas Day, it's still looking like you might get a little bit of sunshine in the morning, possibly could be a little bit of rain in the morning, and it should be a dry day. A little bit difficult to tell at the moment. There definitely won't be any snow by the looks of it.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98 FM. I had a nice little meeting with the boys from the Tuesday Club. That was Bob, Scott and Tony, all of whom are on Phoenix FM. Nice to catch up and have a chat. And also Francesca popped in as well from Butterfly Meadow. So it's lovely to see everyone yesterday. It was only, you know, a drive, sort of, it wasn't like a booze up. It was like, you know, have a drink and then you've, you know, Coca-Cola, then get in the car and go home. I'll say Coca-Cola, there is Pepsi and other drinks available. But it was nice to catch up and have a little chat and went to a local pub, but it was all very nice. So, yeah, it was great fun. So let's kick off with some more music. Here is Spandau Ballet with Lifeline. just got a message in from Francesca, who's out there, and she's just sent this in. I'll hit the right button. There we go.
On the subject of weather, so I just went round the corner just for a short walk and just minding my own business. And then suddenly a car whizzes round the corner and whoosh, this huge puddle ends up all over me. So an unexpected shower, light refreshment and a soggy walk home. Thank you very much to that person.
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
your spirit, you touch me with your heart. You touch me in the dark, I feel it start. Make it feel, make it feel so unreal, so unreal. Like wind in the desert, like a moon on the street. Sunshine on a rainy day, makes my soul, makes my soul
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
I could tell you what we're talking about in the studio, but there is a man in the studio. Would you like to say hello, man, on the microphone? Do you want to just say hello? Can't you just... I want people to know there's somebody in here. Just make a noise. Tap on a tin. Did you hear that? No one heard. The mumbling. Isn't that, that's it. Gone. There is somebody else here, actually. There's a couple of Phoenix FM presenters wandering around next door, which is always quite frightening. Actually, I did know that one of them's here because they came in to have a chat with me. But I always get a little bit kind of creeped out because I'm here on my own. You know, we do the shows and we sort of do the, you know, edit all the interviews and things like that. Because I've done a couple of shows, not that many in the evening. And I tell you what, this place takes on a really creepy vibe in the evening. All the evening presenters, I think they do a brilliant job. Although you do know that Scott Ross actually did hear, he had some psychics in the studio, and he did hear some sort of noise during the interview. Now, it could have been one of the guests, I don't know, but he said it was like kind of noise. That's why I don't like it in here in the evenings. I'm lucky because my show, unlike Joe's, which is on drive time between 3 and 6, she has to leave here in the dark, which I wouldn't like. I get very... When I did a show and I finished at 12 a.m, I had the car so close to the door here, I literally opened the door and just jumped straight in the car and drove off. I was too frightened. It's terrible, isn't it? I'm quite a nervous person. I never sort of like cut across a park or go down a side road and... I think, actually, if you're a woman, something you just do instinctively, you don't cut across the path. And it's very difficult sometimes to, you know, when you say to a guy, that's what you do, or you wouldn't come out late at night, or you don't go this way, because they don't have the same thing. They don't have to have those, mostly don't have to have the same worry, do they? Like us girls. Hey, did you want to make a comment about that? No, thank you. Now, should we play some more music? I think we should. I was looking... Do you know what I found? I fancy putting on, actually, the Christmas track, which is by... Did you just groan then in the background? Do you keep your noise down? Sorry about that. This is Ashley Slater, who is from Turn On, Tune In, Cop Out. It's a brilliant song, and it's called Christmas Lullaby. Here is Ashley Slater.
I can't make you take it slow, but let's sit back, relive the year gone by. It's impossible to live again. Sit with me, remember precious days. Snow kisses your cheek like summer, sunshine. Winter is the time to be here. Live in the present, every moment precious. Joy at Christmas time. It's impossible to know where stars may fall, but we know they will. And be sure the sun will rise and bring new days, memories to love. Snow kisses your cheek like summer, sunshine. Winter is the time to be. Every moment precious, joy at Christmas time. So cherish what you got there. Be with your loving family tonight. This Christmas night, everything's right. Together we're tight. Bring the moonlight. Every Christmas night.
That is Ashley Slater with Christmas Lullaby. Two miserable people in the studio don't like Christmas by the looks of it, although I do have a lovely present. I'm joined by Mr. Scott Ross.
Hello.
We had a nice time yesterday, didn't we?
We did indeed. We did indeed.
It was very subdued.
It was very subdued. It didn't help that I went to the wrong pub.
They charge you in that pub in the car park,
well,
you know.
Well, I don't know about that. I drove off quickly.
Did you? You didn't actually go in the pub then?
I went into the pub and I was looking for you in there. And I thought you were around the back somewhere, you see.
Of course I would be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be around the back. Well, I got the message to say that you were around the back and I thought it was from you. And it wasn't from you at all. It was from Tony or Bob or someone.
And they were lurking around the back of the pub.
And they were lurking around the back. And then they got kicked out.
Yes. Well, we had nice Tuesday Club on a Monday.
Yes.
Unlike the very diabolical afternoon that we had at the De Rougemont, which is a fantastic place. We won't be talking about that again.
We've got
nice,
the pictures
that
we will be putting up on the Facebook.
Yes,
yeah.
And I did show Bob several pictures of him and I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that was. She was very attractive.
I mustn't say that. I hope your wife's not listening. She'll be in the car.
She never listens to me. She hears too much of me at home.
Poor Liz. She does her best. She's a very good-looking woman as well, isn't she?
She is fantastic.
Yeah, she's lovely.
I don't know how on earth she came out. No idea.
Not me neither. I don't understand either. It's one of those things. But it was nice to have to see Francesca yesterday. We had a little bit of a laugh and then we went home. So very.
It was the first time I've ever met Francesca.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, she's listening out there. She got, as you said, you drove past her earlier.
No, I didn't. It wasn't me. It definitely wasn't you driving.
Yeah. She had a bit of an experience on the high street yesterday with, the Pub Christmas is there. I think she was in his sleigh for a little bit as well.
Well, there you are.
There you go. He always visits Brentwood. Now, another song I'm going to play, which I absolutely love. I love the JoJo Man Band. He is the brother of the drummer Woody from Madness, which I didn't realise, actually, because I should have done, but I didn't. And I really like Nick's work. He just releases lots and lots of songs. I know that Bob has interviewed him as well. This one is called Fuzzbox.
It's called what?
Fuzzbox.
Fuzzbox.
You all right there?
Yeah, fine.
Your fuzz box, it's a dream, makes me wanna scream. I know the people, they give praise to the fuzz box in the sky.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHVAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories, and and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Don't you be standing in the shadow.
Modern girl.
is a track called Modern Girl by Bleachers. Sounds painful. Joined in the studio by the one and only Mr. Scott Ross.
Talking about painful things.
Yes.
I think you recently...
It's something to do with my show.
No, certainly not. I seem to recall that recently you had to go in and have an MRI scan.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Well, at least you won't be like this woman we're going to talk to you about on the show today, who for some reason, best known to herself, took a shotgun in with her. Into the MRI scan.
Yes, not the best thing to do.
It probably wasn't, no. She found out to her cost later on.
Mm.
Yes, there you are.
That's a story you should listen into to hear that. I already know what happens during that.
And then, unarmed, I have to say, Margaret Rills is going to be joining us because it's a Tuesday afternoon. She's going to be taking us to Valence House in Dagenham. Actually, knowing it's Dagenham, perhaps she should have been armed.
It's Dagenham.
Oh, is it Dagenham?
And it's a very expensive area now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know when I used to head through that area, it was probably a good idea to be armed. On one occasion, I did actually have someone take a pop shot and shot the glass out of the back of the car.
Anyway, things have moved on since the 1940s. And Dagenham is kind of come up in you know, all areas change, don't they? Some go downhill, some don't. So
yeah, anyway, that's right. Where I live usually goes downhill rapidly.
That's because you're driving.
Oh, good God, am I driving horrendous. Yeah, never mind. All that, of course, and of course we have all the local goings-on, those that we can report on, and the traffic and travel news all coming up with a whole sack full of fantastic music between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
That's a change for you saying sackful, because sometimes it's piles and piles, and now we've moved on.
Well, it's because it's Christmas, so I thought there ought to be a sackful of music.
Yeah, that's nice, just sort of throwing that in there. I like Margaret Mills. If you've not heard Margaret Mills, she is hilariously funny. She should be on television. She's really entertaining and very knowledgeable as well.
She is incredibly knowledgeable. Well, she is, after all, Billericay's historical queen.
Yeah. She was telling me about some state. This was, I don't know if it still exists, and I don't know if she's talking about the place in Worley, which there was a couple of places that kind of just disappeared. They must have been palaces or something around here. And one of the women that was the owner, and this is probably going back to sort of the 17th century, she had a monkey that she would have there that would run along the corridors and stuff. And it's a genuine story. She's just really interesting. I don't know if it's...
A predecessor of Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan? the well-known singer.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, dear. Yes.
And his own monkey.
Yes, he did, didn't he? He had bubbles.
Yeah. I don't know.
The monkey was called Bubbles.
There you are.
Now, do you remember lots of songs from the 80s, because you were only about 12 when this song probably came out?
In which case, you're talking about the 1880s, are you?
No, I'm not. It's a song by a band called Freeze. Do you remember that?
Go on.
A-E-I-O-U. Oh, it was called I-O-U.
Oh, yes, I do remember it.
Yeah, all synthesizers. We're playing that for our little mystery guest in the studio, because he loves synthesizers, don't you? What was that? Not like that. Did you hear that lovely dulcet tone? What a radio voice you've got. Keep quiet. This is Freeze with I-O-U.
Where we're alone, I really feel in love. just one touch, and girl, I know you care. I'll never love another.
Featuring George Bone, and they've just been on BBC Sussex again with Michelle with another one of their tracks from earlier in the year, and they're doing brilliantly. So you can expect them to possibly next year get into the top 40 with some of their tracks, because they're getting a lot of traction at the moment, which is always wonderful to see. But as I said, I had them on the show first. I'd like to be able to keep them, you see, and they not be so successful. But you've got to be kind, haven't you, Scott?
You have got to be kind.
I'll put your microphone up.
And you're always kind.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Is it because it's Christmas?
No, it's true. It's true.
Oh, I am. You're right. I am very kind and generous. And I need to buy myself some presents. In fact, as I said, I keep buying presents for people for Christmas. I don't really have that, we don't buy for a lot of people in the family anymore, but I seem to have got a lot. I was checking this morning and was like, why have I got all these presents and who are they for? And what I do is I buy stuff and go, I'll give that to somebody. I keep saying this, and then I go, they're not really worth it. So sorry to my sisters.
They're not worth it.
You're not really worth it. So sorry to my sisters and my family that won't be getting the lovely presents. They'll be getting the cheap and cheerful ones that I picked up. It's terrible, isn't it? I've got my present from one of my school friends. She always sends me a big parcel with loads of stuff in it. So it's a bit like having my mum back, really, because she used to do like a little stocking. I mean, it used to be like I said, tangerines. Used to get some nuts in there, and there used to be some chocolate coins, and then some little toys and things like that. And then as I got older, she'd wrap knickers up and all sorts of bras and no, just pants and stuff. But my mum, after a while, she gave up wrapping up things nicely. Oh, I can't be bothered with that. So what she used to do is she'd wrap everything up. She'd get the wrapping paper, and then she would get the thick sellotape and just go around the whole thing. So you'd be sat there for about 4 hours trying to find a corner on it. And then she'd get a bow and stick that on top of the sellotape. And go, I can't be bothered. And you go, Mum, that's not the attitude. I remember saying to her when she was about 80, I said to her, hey, Father Christmas might not be able to come out and put my stocking on the bed. I said, would you be able to do it? She went, I can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, but why can't you set the alarm? She had a bad leg at that stage as well. But she never got up. It's
terrible. Tell her to hop to it.
Yeah, exactly. Should we do some traffic and travel? I think we should.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. It was pretty bad round Brook Street roundabout. Looks like that's cleared now. A1023, not too bad until you get to Wilson's Corner, and then it's very busy in all approaches. Around Shenfield Station, quite busy there. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, but coming back through the Dartford Tunnel, the traffic is starting to build. Up towards the M11, two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to a crash. Two lorries involved on the M11 southbound from Junction 7 of the A414 Canes Lane, Harlow, to Junction 6 of the M25. Highways are now on the scene. And if you're heading up on the A12, again, you've got problems there. Just where you've got the speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16, but it's heading towards Chelmsford, so there looks like a problem there. Partially blocked due to a crash on the A12 northbound. That's at Stock Road, Gallywood, to Junction 17 at Howe Green. More traffic and travel in and out with Scott Ross. Oh, I'm not playing that song. What's the band called? Let me find it. I've lost the song. Who did the song Frankie? Sister Sledge.
Remember.
I can't stand it. It's terrible. I do like Sister Sledge, but not that particular song.
Right. Well, play something else then.
All right. Well, we'll go. All right. I need to have a go.
Do you know, Christmas is the best time to listen to local radio because it's still local and it's still radio. But it's Christmas.
Oh, that has got to be my best jingle of this year. Thanks very much. George's All-Stars. I chatted to Amy yesterday, and you can check out the interview, which is up online. We were talking about music therapy in hospitals. Her son sadly passed away a few years ago with leukemia, and it was really good to talk to her. And also, she's got a song out at the moment. So this one is called George's Rock Stars. You can check out online if you'd like to donate to the charity, and also you can check out all the sort of things they're doing. But they're bringing music therapy into the lives of sick children in hospitals, and they're trying to make that right the way across the UK. So this is the track. This is George's Rock Stars, and this is called Let's Make Christmas Loud.
Trying
hand you over to Scott Ross, who's got a wonderful show coming up, and then followed by Joe on the Drive Time Show. Thanks for staying with me. I'll be back tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Hold on, Joe Bailey's here. What was that, Joe, you just said? Not a wonderful show with Joe Bailey. And the Michelle, no, come on, get it right. There is a fantastic show with Joe Bailey and a not too bad show coming up with Scott Ross.
Tenor coming your way, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.